The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and said, and looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. I think that if Jesus were alive today, he would make an absolutely terrible, terrible PR officer. If somebody wanted to make disciples, they wouldn't say, "Oh, you have to deny yourself." They would preach what? A gospel of prosperity, a gospel that is convenient, a gospel that is makes somebody feel good. But Jesus doesn't do that. He says it as it is. If you want to be my disciple, you must take up your cross and follow me. He doesn't give us the easy way. He gives us the hard way. But the thing is, how do we take Jesus? Do we take him seriously? The question that he asked his disciples then, he asks us every day, "Who do you say that I am?" Today there are many opinions about who Jesus is, who he was. There's the historical Jesus, there's the spiritual Jesus, there's the Jesus. You just go on the internet and search who is Jesus and you'll get a million and one answers. But the thing is, who is Jesus for us? What kind of impact does he have for us? Is he somebody that we encounter only on Sundays or Saturday evenings when we have to go to church? Today you don't have to, but you're here. Is he somebody that's only there when we need him? You know, because C.S. Lewis put, "No, Jesus is either three things," and I think I preached about this again, but it's worth repeating. C.S. Lewis said, "Jesus was either a liar, a lunatic, or he is truly the Lord." Jesus was a liar, and he fooled everyone, or a lot of people, and he's fooling us up to this day. That's if he's a liar. He's convinced us through lies. Or he's a lunatic. Huh? He either was a crazy person, and he claimed to be the Son of God, and he truly believed to be the Son of God, and so he's a crazy person. Or he is truly Lord. He is the Son of God. He knew he was the Son of God, and we're doing right by being him, by being here and worshiping him. No, obviously we're here, and so therefore we believe Jesus to be the last. No, Lord, huh? We believe him to be Lord, and we profess him to be our Lord and our Savior. But he must be our Lord and Savior not only when things are going our way. He must be our Lord and Savior 24/7. Not only when we need to go to church. Not only when we're in need. Not only when we are worrying. Not only when we need Jesus. Jesus must be our Lord and Savior every moment of our lives. With our every heartbeat. With our problems, without problems. Because let's face it, you know, many people, and I'm sure many of us here are guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. We turn to him only when we need him. And other times he's on the bookshelf, huh? Or and then we take out our prayer books when we're in need. I mean, because why? It feels good to have somebody to rest on when we are in need. I'm going through a personal crisis right now. My sister, she called me up and says she's having complications with her pregnancy. And so I've turned to Jesus because I'm in need. And it feels good. You know, Lord, I'll say the rosary every day. Lord, I promise I'll be good. I won't complain when I have a sick call. I won't do this. I'll be nicer to my parishioners. No? But really, I should be doing that 24/7. Because he is my Lord and Savior, and I have chosen to take up my cross and follow him. There's a story of a person who came up to Jesus and complaining and moaning, Lord, I don't like my cross. Why did you give me my cross? I can't carry it anymore. It's too heavy. And Jesus, being Jesus, in a calm way responded to the person, okay, come, follow me. And he brought this person into a storage space, and he opened the door and he showed the person the inside of the room, and he says, okay, take your pick. Inside this room there were many crosses, thousands and thousands of crosses. And he goes, you don't like your cross? Okay, go ahead and pick one that you like. And so the person tried on so many crosses. He tried one after the other until finally he found his cross. And he goes, oh, Jesus, I like this one. It feels good. It's snug on my shoulder. I think I can carry this one. And Jesus looks at him and says, my son, this was the same cross you brought in here, you know. Jesus will never give us more than we can handle. I just truly believe that. But the thing is, sometimes it feels good to worry. It feels good to complain. It feels good to, because let's face it, when we complain, when it feels good. When we worry, it feels good because we think we can change things if we think too much. But really, all we need to do is give it to Jesus, and he will help us carry our cross. The beauty about being a Christian, the beauty about Jesus' invitation to take up our cross and follow him is this. We're not in it alone. We're following him, and we are with each other. This is what it means to be a member of the body of Christ. We follow Christ and we help each other along in our journey towards our own Calvary. But remember, don't let our journey to Calvary, don't let the fact that we are journeying to Calvary discourage you, because what comes after Calvary? The empty tomb. Brothers and sisters, remember, it's being a Christian. You know, it's not about PR. It's not about having proper public relations. No, it's not about looking good and being good and having a good reputation. It's about being good. It's not about feeling good. It's not about looking good. It's about being good, or better yet, being holy. Brothers and sisters, let us take up our crosses and not get discouraged, because Jesus is with us and we are with each other. Amen.